When disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein hanged himself in a jail cell earlier this month while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges in New York, it was a stunning turn in a case about money, power, and influence. A Vassar College history professor says the Epstein story is representative of systemic problems in American society and the justice system. I spoke with Professor Dr. Meeta Chowdhury about parallels she sees in other realms of society.
You know, I've been thinking a lot about this, you know, in the context of my own work, which is about sexual assault in the Catholic Church in the past, but it's one of those things that at the moment we focus on Jeffrey Epstein because Jeffrey Epstein is this individual. You know, he's a celebrity. And so in many ways, I think the focus has been on the celebrity and with other kinds of celebrities that he's been connected to, whether it's politicians, royalty. And I wanted to look beyond that because in my own work, with the Catholic Church and certainly thinking about the history of uncovering what's happened with the Church, initially the approach was that this was one bad apple, that it was just this single individual. But I think we can, and I think now people are understanding with respect to the Church, you have to take a more structural issue with respect to thinking about, you know, belief and the holiness of the priest, to thinking about the Church trying to protect its reputation and the lengths it will go to do that. I think you can take that similar approach with Jeffrey Epstein, that this is an issue of systems that are in place that enable a single individual to behave in ways that we now are saying, oh, this is completely monstrous. But in a lot of ways, he didn't do it on his own. He had wealth, and what that wealth gave him was monetary access, but it also gave him access to a variety of individuals who kind of bought into it, and I think regardless of what they did, remain somewhat complicit because they did have this kind of interaction. You know, there's a lot of people like, oh, I didn't know if I had known. But, you know, I think there's a lot of things with respect to what happened after he was initially charged. And, you know, he parsed it out in terms of his own crimes to diminish it. And I think it's really clear other people were, you know, accepted his definitions of because, not because of what he was saying and looking at it and saying, well, wait a minute, but rather because of who he was, you know, and it's that who he was being supported by wealth, by celebrity, and I would also say a certain idea of masculinity that brings with it certain kinds of entitlement as well, that you have the right to think about, that you have a right to have access to a certain kind of woman. You can kind of dictate, you know, this issue with eugenics, you know, what the nature of humanity will be.
And interestingly, you know, tomorrow his victims will have a chance to speak in front of a judge because now, of course, we have the Child Victims Act into law. Is this, you know, kind of redemption tool that was long awaited?
I think it is. I think it's a question of how it should be implemented. I mean, because I think this is the tricky thing. I mean, if you go back to what happened, you know, about a decade ago, what we see is just there is a kind of flexibility in the legal system, right? It's not just what the laws are in books, but how they are, in fact, interpreted and enforced is so shaped by who you are and your connections. So I think this is something that we have to wait and see what happens. Now, I think this is where the cultural zeitgeist of Me Too makes a difference, because I think the way in which socially, at least on the surface, we talk about victims is very different than we did a decade or two ago, and particularly where it seems that overwhelmingly that the number of people who are speaking up with respect to Epstein makes it seem like a larger network. You know, the fact that there were even even before there was any investigation. This just came out, the Times, that there were these two sisters who reported his behavior. So, you know, you had, in fact, the systems in place in terms of law enforcement and so forth, but the willingness of people to investigate is really determined by this larger social context and political context. And so that's one of the reasons I think that we need to see this unfolding, not, again, in terms of a single individual, but to understand how these systems come into play and allow for this kind of behavior. And thinking about cultural attitudes as well, for example, you know, there's that famous quote, now famous quote by Donald Trump, where he talks about, well, you know, he likes beautiful, I'm paraphrasing, he likes beautiful women like I do, but a bit younger. And it's passed off as a joke, as opposed to a red flag.